Okay, I think we're rolling. I've prepared today a poem. If you didn't know, it was an artist, did you? It's a fine artist, of course. We couldn't be an artist without a healthy dose of pride, could we? So, the idea here is I've prepared 4 pages of probably lousy poetry, but something along the lines of poetry. Let's make believe it's poetry, at least. Humor me. Discussing Shabbat from beginning to end, right? We want to know about the day in the life of someone on Shabbat, something like that. So Shabbat begins at the close of the last Shabbat. The entire week is a time of preparation. Each day Shabbat is on one's mind. Will this be good for Shabbat? What should be prepared for the upcoming Shabbat? What can I find to make this Shabbat special? The Jew's entire life revolves around Shabbat. We even judge each other as being observant on that very aspect. Every day we prepare a part of the Parshat HaShavua with Shtai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Means we read 2 times in Hebrew and once in the Aramaic translation. Shabbat is a special day. It's an aspect of the world to come. A day of freedom from the burdens of a day-to-day life to commune with God and family. Every day we wait for the Mashiach, and Shabbat is part of that. An aspect of the world to come from the here and now. Even though every day is part of the preparation, for 3 days we feel the last Shabbat leaving us as our only comfort, the incoming Shabbat. The next 3 days we are wrapped up in the excitement of coming Shabbat, inviting guests, preparing the home for guests, creating the menu, starting the cooking and baking, creating the menu, starting the cooking and baking, creating the menu. Oh, I already said that one. The closer we come to Shabbat, the more of its holiness falls upon us. The world around us seems to disappear as we enter into a special time of closeness with the Creator. The Arizal teaches to bake the chalot and cook the food as close as reasonably possible to enhance it with that special Shabbat spice, the spice of life taken from the forever after. Thursday night before Shabbat, Leil Mishmar, the watch night, already begins the preparations of Erev Shabbat. It's a time for evening study, many staying up the entire night. This study helps prepare us for the holy day that is in sight. I managed to get a rhyme in there. Friday morning, the excitement of Erev Shabbat is overwhelming. The light of Shabbat already begins to come upon us. Unlike every morning, the amount of learning is limited. There is need for time to prepare. The Parsha is read over, letting us spend the day with its ideas and many lessons. Challenging oneself to come up with a novel idea before Shabbat enhances this even more. It gives us something to say over at the Shabbat table, imbuing it with so much more. Friday morning is a time for intense preparation, cleaning the house and setting the tables, every table with a white cloth. Only the fine china and silver will do. Preparing for Shabbat is a family effort. Everyone gets involved on their level and in their way. The great sages would always do at least one thing in their way. As the day gets later, the preparations quicken. Every light switch gets covered. The lights in the refrigerator are disabled. The phones are unplugged. The answering machines are shut. The air conditioning is set. The alarm system is shunted. Meeting the Shabbat Malka, Queen, means the finest garb. Nothing is more appropriate than to dress up for Shabbat. Cleaning oneself in warm water, dipping in the mikveh, dressing in the finest clothes available. Shabbat is a day that we are elevated closer to heaven. Candlelight dinners are always elegant. What a way to show the Shabbat Queen how much we appreciate her. Husbands take the time before going to shul to prepare the candles or wicks giving them part of this special mitzvah. Bringing in Shabbat early is a special mitzvah. We are commanded to add to the Shabbat. Adding on to Shabbat also means taking away from the week and raising it up. It shows how special the day is, and we cannot wait for it to come by starting early. The last minute of the week is an important time to remember the past, to think of any wrongs and to ask for forgiveness. A time for tshuva before greeting royalty. There's nothing more uplifting than the joyous singing of Kabbalat Shabbat, the best of greetings for the most precious. The walk home, even if long, is always like floating on air. The conversations revolving around the parsha, the thoughts of a warm, happy meal with friends and family, make the walk fly by. Greeting each other on Shabbat restores one's family unity. Walking through the door and seeing the candles, looking at one for Shamor, guarding the Shabbat, looking at one for Zakor, remembering the Shabbat, is the sign of beginning of the sanctifying of the day and the meal. Songs of shalom and invitation, praising the Creator and sanctifying the day as a prince would over a cup of wine, blessing the challah and starting the meal. A little fish, a little drink, and cleaning up of the hands. Songs of the holidays and words of Torah from everyone around. Seeing the many dishes of fine foods in honor of the Shabbat, a table fit for a king. Shabbat is not just any other day. We make it different by not making it a weekday. Shabbat may have its restrictions, 40 less 1, 39 melachot, creative work that we refrain from. Just as the Holy One, blessed be He, had rested on this day, even from the 40th melacha, creation from nothing. We don't do field work, plowing, sowing, reaping, gathering dispersed fruits, threshing, meaning squeezing and juicing, that's the same sort of thing, winnowing. We don't sort things, grind things, sift or knead, and of course don't cook or bake. Certainly we don't give haircuts to people or animals. We don't bleach clothes, comb materials, dye them or spin them into threads. We don't set up the warp and heddles for weaving, and of course not weave. For that matter, we don't unravel threads or tie or untie knots. Sewing and tearing are not even in our thoughts. Having Shabbat in the home is for everyone. Even trapping or killing a fly that is gruesome. No way that we will be skinning fresh chickens, polishing our shoes, or even smoothing out soap bars. Only liquid soap for those soft hands. No tracing lines and papers with your nail to cut up later on. No cutting on the dotted line. No, not on Shabbat. You may think simple things like writing and erasing, nothing complicated like setting up a tent would be okay, but they're all the same. They're all not allowed on this day. Surely they're not gluing, construction, or destruction, or even completing work, but not doing them makes the day holy and unique. It may seem strange not to turn on or off lights, but it sets the tone for preparing in advance. We don't even bring something to the streets from the next door. Everything must be ready. Prayers come again in the morning. A musaf, an extra prayer, for the day is added. Home again to the family and table. Songs and learning, a little nap to top it all off. Shabbat is already a day of pleasure in God and family, but it's not over until mincha and another meal to follow. An extra meal, a third meal, Sudat Shlishit. Shabbat is hard to let go of, but after Marav there is Havdalah. A prayer to remember the day and a savory scent to move on to the next week. We can't be in heaven forever, not yet at least, but on to another week waiting for that which will be so sweet. Seeing the Queen away with a meal is most important. How can we just say goodbye without one last piece of pie? There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.